Ka tia ki rā e te iwi kuia ko te waiata hotu hotu mai a Rob Ruha korua ko Macy Rika. A Rhea Hall, aroha mai. Engari, ko tai te wā kia tāhuri ake tātou ki te wāia kōrero. A ka pōhiri mai tātou i tō tātou manuhiri tuatahi mō tēnei rā. A ko Lizzie Dunn, tōna ingoa mō tēnei o ngā kaupapa e kia nei. E hora pa ai te ipurangi i wētahi pūrākau reo Māori. A mō te wāhango te matariki i raro i te maru o Lingo Go. A nō reira, tāhuri ake tātou ki aia ki te pōhiri aia. Kia ora Lizzie, how are you today?
Kia koe, I'm good, thank you.
Kia ora, before we get into our kōrero, can you just give our whānau here in the far north a little bit of kōrero, background story on who you are, where you're from and what you do?
Sure, my name's Lizzie Dunn, so I have a company called Little Mouse Co. It's a publishing company that specialises in dual language stories. I've got that with my mum, Shelley Dunn. We're originally from Te Kaha, Te Whanau Apanui, but also moved over to Rotorua, so in part, we are Te Arawa too, and now we are based in Auckland creating these dual language stories.
Awesome, awesome kaupapa. So, to celebrate the Māori New Year that we know as Matariki, yous have come up with a concept that shares stories and also teaches people how to speak te reo Māori. Can you give us a little bit of an idea on why yous wanted to create this kaupapa and how it eventuated?
Yeah, sure. So Mum and I, we basically made it for ourselves. We're both language learners. I'm learning Te Reo, and we found as language learners the kind of classes were all good. We've got awesome kaiako and we can learn things and bring them home. But we were finding we pretty much forget them about, you know, a couple weeks later and really struggled with that. So what we found is that you really need to use a language or you're going to lose it. And we found a way to do that through dual language books. And we just decided to make a better version of dual language book, which is what we're publishing at the moment. So they're digital stories. They appear in your target language first, but you can tap any sentence and it'll come up with the English translation, a link to an inbuilt dictionary, and some translation notes so that you can get a bit more information from them, and the point of the stories really is that it just lets you use your language a lot more and apply it and build your attention so that you can do better and improve.
Oh, that's an awesome kaupapa, but that's something that we're actually doing here at Te Heku Media is teaching computers how to speak and write in Te Reo Māori and using our speech. And it's actually starting to learn how to recognise kōrero and just transcribe it straight from there. So it's kind of almost similar in the mahi that you guys are doing. So in using books to learn Te Reo Māori, how efficient have you found this type of method?
It's so good. We've obviously had to rely on our team of experts, Orini Kaipra, we've had Kororia, Tomonu, and Tawaro Kawana doing all the translations and leading us in the language and the cultural aspects. But I'm a beginner Te Reo speaker, and just putting the books together, going through the stories and actually applying what I'm learning with context has built my knowledge base so much. All of the learning theory really says it's about using what you've learned and applying it in context, which is where that story really comes in. It just makes you, shift stuff from your short-term to your long-term memory, and it's so valuable for language retention.
Kia ora mō tērā, and it's awesome that you've got all of these mātanga reo Māori. They're actually, their calibre of reo is awesome, and to see that they're on board with this kaupapa. They're very well known, especially in Te Ao Papaho Māori or the Māori media sector. So tēnā koe for getting these individuals on board with this kaupapa. We know that there is a lot of hard work that goes behind the scenes in creating an app to teach Te Reo Māori, but work doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you, Lizzie, for creating such a great tonga for us. In light of it being released in Matariki, can you give us a little bit of details about where we can go when it's released and how we can get these puka puka?
Yeah, sure. So they are going to be live on the Lingogo app. That's our free app that you can download just from the app. stores, or you can go to www.lingogoapp.com, and that will give you all the details. So you just download the app for free. Monday morning, our first Māori story is going to appear right in the first screen, so everybody can just download it for free. And it's pretty much as easy as that. So, yeah, go to the app stores or go to www.lingogoapp.com or, yeah, find us on social media.
Hi, tēnā koe, Lizzie, and it's great to see that not only Māori people are getting on board to create apps that teach us te reo Māori, but other people are getting on board with it too. Nō reira, tēnā koe e hoa. Hope you have the rest of a good rest of your day, and a shout out to you and your mum Shelley for creating this kaupapa for us all. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, thanks so much for having us spread the word.
Ai, tēnā koe. Ka tira i tātai mā koe, a ko te reo kōrero o Lizzie Dunn. Ko waihanga e ia kōrua ko tōna māma i tētahi pūmanawa tautono e hakaako e pānuitia i wētahi puka-puka i roto i te reo Māori. Kataia e koe, te pēhia, te rerenga kōrero e wawatana e koe ki te mōhio ana, ka whakapākeha tia. Kaupapa rangatirara wātu tēnei e tewi. Nō reira ki te hihia koutou, te whainga mokamoka mo tēnei kaupapa. Hei te rāhina e heke mai nei, te 24 o te ao nui. Ka puta whanuitia tēnei pūmanawa tautono i runga i a Lingogo, Lingogo. Mai reira, ka kite a koutou i te puka-puka a te mane. Nō reira, haka iri ake ngā kōrero i konei mo te wā poto i te iwi. Mau toru mai.